This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
I sin. Do you know that? I sin. And I continue to sin. No matter how much I say that I love you, Lord, I keep sinning. And what's his response? God accepting me, no matter what, no matter what I've done, continually accepting me, because that's what he does. So I keep a short account and I say to him, Father, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for the things I've done wrong. Please forgive me. And what does he do? Because he's accepting me, he forgives me immediately, straight away. Partly because he knows that I will forgive instantly. But also because he loves me so much. And I can say the same about you. As I'm saying these words, you're nodding in agreement because you feel exactly the same way. You know that you know that you know that you continue to sin. On this Hour One Nugget, we're at part 7 of God Accepting Me. And today we're looking at the 14th chapter of John, the Gospel of John, and we'll go from verse 15, and it says this. Jesus is talking, and here are the words of our Lord Jesus. He says, if you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit, who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives within you now and later will be in you. He lives with you now and later will be in you. Well, we are now at the stage of being later. And the Holy Spirit is no more living with us, but beloved, he is living in us. That is, if you want the Holy Spirit to live within you, that is the point. You can live your life and have the Holy Spirit living alongside you. Yep, that's fine. Or you can accept the Holy Spirit deep inside you. So he then lives in you. No, says Jesus, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. Soon the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Since I live, you also will live. Powerful, powerful words. Powerful, so power-packed, those words. When you think of who Jesus is and what he has done for you, when you think where you were, but where you are now. Do you know, oftentimes I talk to people, various people, sometimes on the internet, and I'll talk to people and hear them moan and complain. And complain and moan. And moan some more. And then complain a little bit more. David, you need to pray for me. This is happening. David, you need to pray for me. This is happening. Oh, I'm on the floor. I'm so depressed. I'm downhearted. I'm really in trouble here, David, and I need prayer. I'm happy to pray. I'm happy to pray. The team are happy to pray. That's not the issue. The issue is that you are on the floor, that you are suffering in this way. The issue is whatever is going on in your life. Why are you not keeping your eyes on Jesus? But what you are doing, I believe, is keeping your eyes on the problem. I know, I've been there, and I do the same. It feels good to know that someone else is praying for me because I'm in trouble. It feels good to know that I'm accepted. That's the point, you see. And when we're doing this, when we're feeling this way, it's because we're feeling rejected and not accepted. Well, God is telling you right now, I am accepting you. Continually, I am accepting you. I never reject you, and I never will. That is the one promise God has for us, that He will never, ever forsake us. He says so in Matthew 28. So important to know that we are not forsaken. We are not rejected. Jesus is talking now about the Holy Spirit. He's speaking to His disciples, and He's saying, if you love me, obey my commandments. That's what He's saying. If you love me, obey what I've told you to do. It's not difficult. It's not rocket science, is it? If you love me, then do as I ask you to do. Do you know, when I think back when I was a child, my father would ask me to do stuff, and if I was feeling rebellious, I'd say no. Now what are you going to do? Actually, very rarely did I feel rebellious with my dad, because I knew his wrath. But what I'm trying to say is, as I got older, I can remember when I was about 14, 15, 16 years old, I was a little bit rebellious then, and I would often say no to him. My father would do something. He would stop my pocket money, my allowance. But he wouldn't stop loving me. He wouldn't stop accepting me. He would not reject me and push me away. His arms were always open wide to receive me when I'd done wrong. And if my earthly father can do that, how much more can my heavenly father do when he accepts me? So much more. I know this, the Lord punishes me when I do wrong. And he punishes me because that's the way he proves that he loves me. If he didn't punish me, it would mean he didn't care, and it would mean that he was rejecting me. Do I get an amen? The Holy Spirit. Jesus is talking about the Holy Spirit right there in Matthew 14, in John's Gospel, chapter 14. He's saying right there, you know, sometimes things slip away from me, but I'm getting this right. The Lord is saying very clearly, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate, like a lawyer, like a comforter, who will never leave you. If you've got a Bible that says never, underline it about 19 times because it's so true. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you. Now, what do you want to do, beloved? Do you want to change your relationship from that of having the Holy Spirit live with you? Or would you rather the Holy Spirit were to live in you? You tell me. What's your answer to that? Look at the way you're living your life. Look at the things that are going on in your life. Ask yourself this question. Do I keep my eyes focused on Jesus? Am I thinking of him above all other? Do I think of the Lord when I go to sleep at night? Do I think about him when I wake up in the morning? What is my relationship like with the Lord? Because I believe it's driven by that of the Holy Spirit. And I believe also that when you are convicted, it's the Holy Spirit that is convicting you. Do you find yourselves in times now and again where you haven't got a clue what to pray for? No idea. Well, I do all the time. And when that happens, I begin to speak in tongues. Because I need to. I absolutely need to. And when I can do that, I know this, that the Holy Spirit is in me, despite all of the sin, despite all of the darkness that has been there. The Holy Spirit is there because he wants to reside there. And Jesus tells me in John 14, he will never leave me. That tells me God is accepting me. If you haven't had that experience of being baptized in the Holy Spirit, having the Holy Spirit not with you, but being in you, that can be achieved right now, right here, today. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, if you're listening to the podcast, doesn't matter. If you're listening to the radio station live, doesn't matter. If you're listening to the repeated radio station program, doesn't matter. It matters not. What matters is it can happen for you now, today, right now. And I'm going to pray. If you want this to happen now in your life, just say yes. Have you said yes? I'm not even going to ask you to lift your hand. Just say yes. If you want to be refilled full of the Holy Spirit, perhaps the well has run a little dry and you want to be filled again, say yes now. Gosh, this is so exciting. I love this because guess what? I'm going to say yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Okay. Say these words after me. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry for all the things I've done wrong. I ask you now, in the name of Jesus, to wash me clean. Heavenly Father, fill me now full of your Holy Spirit to overflowing. And let there be joy and laughter and peace. In Jesus' name, Amen. If this is happening for you for the first time, say these words. Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you baptize me with your Holy Spirit right now. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen.